The reason nobody dares to tell you about the art of fighting bears. Carrying bear spray is nice, but for bears, pepper is just a spice. While bears do appreciate the extra added zest, this outcome is not the best. Meeting a bear is no time to die, as this would make everyone cry. To make everything right, you have to learn to fight. Always strive to remember, from frosty January to sunny December, the fact that bears see you as delicious must always come second to the fact that you are precious. Now, many hikers just annoy the bear with that little bell, spray upwind, and all over themselves, and then yell. Just imagine if you were a bear. Roar! And a blind fool ran into where you dwell with a great big yell and again ringing, ringing that annoying little bell. You'd have to be a weirdo to just ignore or watch. At the very least, you'd want to approach. So you can't just spray towards the bear. You have to spray with great finesse and care. Fighting animals is a dance, a form of art. You have to use your rear, your soul, and your heart. Theatrically and with great passion, grab your bottle of gas, jump up, turn around, bend over, and with sass, show the bear your ass. And then jam the bottle between your legs and spray behind you until the poor animal begs. Slowly move the bottle up and around while making a guttural, deep, farting sound. Without that without that skank, stank, and pose, the bear will be confused about what you propose. The act of spraying behind you whilst bent over clearly, clearly spells out,
"Hey bear, the meeting is over."
Fighting is all in the body language and pose. It must state,
"You are about to regret having a nose."
And once you do spray, spray with finesse and sass, speaking,
"Hey, check out all the eye-burning gas coming out of my ass."
Finally, know that bears learn the body language from the skunk that often runs up and just sprays them as a prank. And that not all bears are trying to eat you. Some just want to see if they can take a selfie.